This is Steve Donahue with another episode of Legacy Podcast, helping you build a multi-generational legacy of abundance. Today's episode is number 45, and what we're going to talk about today is some tips on prayer. I think it's important for us, if we're going to be able to leave a legacy, to be able to be men and women who can pray, because we need to pass that on to our children, and we need to have a kind of relationship with the Lord that is motivated and strengthened through prayer. And so we're going to talk about some tips that I have learned through prayer. It's going to be very practical, I hope, and it should be able to be beneficial. But before we do that, I want to take care of some introductory information. First of all, make sure that you are registered as a user of the website. You can do that on the right corner where it says register. This allows you to have access to all of our email updates, and you know, we won't be giving you all kinds of, you know, promotions and all that kind of stuff. But certainly you'll be able to get updates as to when we put out new podcasts, what they are, so you can link to those really quickly. You can also, this also enables you to write comments under each of the podcast episodes, which I would really appreciate you being able to do. And then also make sure you're following us on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, that kind of thing. Tell your friends about us. You can like us on those things. There's all kinds of ways you can let other people know through that social media, and you can do that on the right column of the website as well. And then finally, you can, or actually, before we do that, you can also give me feedback at steve@thelegacypodcast.com. There's a link to that on the left column of the website. And just remember, steve@thelegacypodcast.com, that'll come right to me. And any feedback you have, that would be greatly appreciated. Things that I can do to improve, shows you'd like to see, anybody you'd like me to interview, that kind of thing. You can send that, all that, to me at steve@thelegacypodcast.com. And then finally, if you like what you hear and you want to be a supporter of the show, you can do that by the Legacy Partner Program. That's $30 a year or $3 a month. Gives you access to our premium members page where we have over $50 worth of benefits. And also it allows you to support the show at less than 25 cents per episode. So I would greatly appreciate that. If you are interested, then please go ahead. Otherwise, let's go ahead and take care of today's episode. First of all, we want to ask ourselves, why is it important for us to be people of prayer? And why is it important for us to improve our prayer life? Well, one reason is that we can be better models of prayer. This is beneficial first and foremost in our own family, but also in the church. When we're able to model actions of prayer and able to communicate better prayers in public as well as in privacy of our own homes, we then are able to model that better for our children, and they then are able to learn from it. Second reason is that we're able to be better teachers. Most of us who are listening to this, or if you are listening to this and you have children, you want to be able to teach your children how to pray. And if you're a Sunday school teacher, or you know, you're involved in church, something like that, you're discipling some other men or some other women, you want to be able to teach them how to pray. And so the more we are able to improve in a certain area, the better then we are able to teach others to do it. And so it's important for us to be able to improve prayer in that way. But most importantly, it's better for us to communicate with God when we improve in our prayer, and being able to communicate better in our prayer, to be able to have some tips, some resources available to us so that we can improve our prayer life, all adds to the way in which we are able to express to God our heart's concerns, our desires, who He is, our praise to Him, those kinds of things. And so it improves our relationship with God, which is first and foremost of importance. So that's why we should be involved. Now let me give you some 10 tips that I have used or that have benefited me in my own prayer life. And if you have others, I would really appreciate you to email me some of those at steve@thelegacypodcast.com, or put them into the show notes under the comments section, and maybe we can do another one with some other ones that you add to it. But here are some ways or some tips that have been beneficial to me in prayer. And number one is memorize the scriptures and pray through them. You know, God has given us two means by which we can communicate. One is He communicates with us through the scriptures, and we communicate with Him through prayer. And so when we are able to pray the scriptures back to Him, we are communicating using His language. We are communicating using His word, which is all the more powerful and all the more expressive when we do that. It also helps us to be able to focus our prayers more specifically on what we want and things that are important for us to want. For example, if we memorize Galatians chapter 5, where it talks about the fruit of the Spirit, love and joy and peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, these kinds of things, we then can take each one of those in turn and pray for them, that God would improve us in our love, that He would give us a greater amount of joy, that He would give us the kind of peace that passes all understanding. And we can go forth through that as we pray, and it allows us to pray very specifically for the fruit of the Spirit in our life. And there's many other examples of certain scriptures that are very, very beneficial to memorize so that it will help us in our prayer life. Secondly, use the Lord's Prayer as a model. It's the Lord's Prayer because it's a model. In fact, it's probably mistitled. It probably shouldn't be called the Lord's Prayer. It should be called the Disciples' Prayer because He uses it to describe how we are to then pray, His disciples. And it's very instructive because it shows us the kinds of things that we should pray for. And so as we pray through that, it's a great way for us to be able to express to God His desires for us. For example, when we say, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name," then we don't necessarily need to say that out to Him, but what is the idea behind that line? The idea behind that line is that His name is glorified, that His character is above all and stands out holy and true above all things. And so we can pray that as we memorize that scripture and work through it. So use that as a model for our prayer. Number three, memorize the names of God and pray for them. You know, God has numerous names that He expresses Himself as in the Scripture. He calls Himself Yahweh Yireh, which is God the Provider, and Yahweh Nitsa, and, you know, all these different kinds of names He has in the Scriptures. And it would be a great way for you to be able to express to Him His character in praise and adoration for those names. And so, you know, along with what I just mentioned, that His name would be glorified, we can pray that that the world would see Him as the Provider. And it is a way for us to be able to express that to Him in prayer. And, you know, I just got thinking about this as I was mentioning that. Another thing you could do is you could pray through the I Am statements in John. John's got, I think, 14 different I Am statements. Maybe it's 7. I might need to be corrected on that. I'm thinking off my head here. But he's got several I Am statements in John. And you could pray through that. I am the good shepherd. I am the door of the sheep. I am the bread of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life, so forth. And you can pray through each of those and express a prayer that would be the reality in people's lives, and that His name would be glorified as those things, as the great provider. And then you can memorize the Apostles' Creed. Now, some people don't like creeds, and coming from a Baptist tradition, Baptists typically don't like creeds. They like confessions of faith. But the creeds are helpful, particularly the Apostles' Creed, because it helps us identify who God is and His character. And Martin Luther actually talked about the benefits of praying through the Apostles' Creed. And the benefit would be that you can very particularly and specifically call out to God a praise for His character and what He has done. And so when it says that, you know, for Jesus Christ, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, you know, these kinds of things, you can pray that those would be a reality and thank Him for each of those things. And then you can also use what I like to call the alphabet praise. And, you know, it kind of sounds silly as you think about it, but it's a good way for us to just spend some time in praise. And sometimes when we're down, sometimes when we need to just focus on God and what He has provided for us, it's good to just go through the alphabet, A through Z, and think of some quality of God with that first letter or with that alphabet that would describe His character. And so, you know, with A, you might think, you thank Him for being the one who provides abundant life, or, you know, praise Him for His adoration, or, you know, His adoption, or what, you know, whatever it might be, some word that is brought up with that letter, and then you can meditate upon that and praise God for it. And so you can use the alphabet praise. It sometimes gets a little hard when you get to X, and, you know, you can think of the cross maybe, or, you know, something like that. But it's a good way to work through it. By the time you get to 26, your mood has changed because you realize all the benefits and the glory of God in that. And then also pray through a prayer list. Most of us probably keep some kind of prayer list where we are reminded by others of certain needs that need to be prayed for, and a prayer list enables us to pray through that list very specifically. And so it's important to have a prayer list like that where we can use that and pray for those different things. The challenge when it comes to a prayer list is that we tend to spend more time on petitioning God for certain things rather than praising God. And it's important that we praise God as much or more so than we actually petition Him. And I'll get to that in just a moment. But praying through a prayer list. Another thing you can do is you might want to pray through a church members list. Some of us who go to smaller churches are able to get through the entire church members list in a week's time. And so over 52 weeks, you prayed for every member by name in the church 52 times. What a great blessing that is to them. Even though they may not know that you're doing that, it's a great blessing to be able to lift up others in that. And it also reminds you of more specific needs. It makes you think about them, those kinds of things. Now, if you're in a bigger church, you may want to pray for each group of people, you know, whether it be, a Sunday school class, or whether it be, a certain organization or whatever it might be. You can work your way through those membership lists that way. And then use the acronym ACTS, ACTS, as a way to help you focus your prayers so that you are not spending most of your time only petitioning God. And what ACTS stands for is A stands for adoration, C stands for confession, T stands for thanksgiving, and S stands for supplication. And so what that means is adoration is giving God praise for what He's done. It is expressing who He is and His character and expressing to Him how glorifying He is and how great and magnifying He is and how awesome He is. That's what adoration is. Confession, of course, is confessing your sins before Him and laying the burden of your sin before Him and crying out to Him for mercy, those kinds of things. That's what confessions involve. And then thanksgiving, of course, is giving Him thanks for things. So the difference between adoration and thanksgiving, adoration is praising Him for who He is. Thanksgiving is thanking Him for what He has done, primarily. That's how I divide it up. Now, you can divide it up differently, but adoration and thanksgiving. And then S stands for supplication. That's what we spend most of our time doing in prayer, typically. But I want to encourage you to add to it some confession, some thanksgiving, and some adoration, and then the supplication will fall in line. And usually what I have found that when we do the other ones, when we do the adoration, the confession, and thanksgiving, that by the time we get to the supplication, we are so overwhelmed by the grace of God and so overcome by His glory that we spend very little time in petitioning for our own needs. And then we can give each day a particular focus. I have done this in the times past where I have dedicated Monday to praying for missionaries, Tuesday to those in authority, Wednesday to the church, Thursday to those that I know who are lost, Friday to my family. And then, Saturday you can leave open for, something else, particular needs or something like that, and Sunday, same thing. But it helps to be able to have a day that you can set aside a particular focus. Because sometimes, when you start petitioning God for certain things and they're pretty extensive petitions, it can get kind of overwhelming to pray for all of them each day. You can spend a great deal of time in prayer, which there's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes we have to be a little bit more focused and intentional on each day. And so this is one way to do it. Another way you can do it, if you've got the right amount of people in your family, which just works out right for me because excluding myself, I've got 6 in the family, my wife and 5 kids. And so what I can do often, I've done periodically, is I've taken each child and given them a specific day. So my wife is on Monday, and then my oldest boy is on Tuesday, next oldest on Wednesday, next oldest on Thursday, next oldest on Friday, and my girl's on the youngest one is on Saturday. And I pray for each one particularly in that, because sometimes, there are specific needs that each child has that need some particular attention and focus by God. And by being able to designate a certain day for their day of prayer, you can see some benefits there. The other nice thing about that is when you are doing that consistently and you're able to know that that is the day of prayer for that child, you can watch their behavior and you can see how God is working through those prayers to accomplish his purposes in it. Makes you want to pray every day for the kids very specifically. But anyway, those are some ways you can give a particular day a particular focus. And then number 10 is pray while you read the Bible. I think sometimes when we read the Bible, we say it's our Bible reading time and there's prayer time separately. But it's really beneficial if when you're reading the Bible and something strikes you to pray about it. Maybe it's something you just found out about the Lord and or something that he says about himself. You can pray right directly about him. Or maybe it's something that you are convicted of right that very moment to pray about it right then there before God. It allows us to have a dialogue. You know, when you're talking to somebody in regular dialogue speech, you know, it's not they say everything they want to say and then a little bit later, you say everything you want to say. It's kind of back and forth. They say a little bit, you respond back to it. You say a little bit, back and forth. And that's the best kind of communication we can have with God is when we are praying as we're reading the scripture. So as he's speaking to us, we're speaking to him. And so those are some 10 tips. Memorize scripture and pray through them. Use the Lord's Prayer as a model. Memorize the names of God and pray for them, pray through them. Memorize the Apostles' Creed and use it as a guide. Use the alphabet praise. Pray through a prayer list. Pray through a membership list in the church. Use the acronym ACTS, A-C-T-S. Give each day a particular focus, and then pray as you read the Bible. Well, I hope that helps and hope that encourages you to spend more quality and quantity time in prayer, giving adoration and praise and confession before the Lord as we ask for his blessings in our life and the lives of others. And with that, this has been Steve Donahue with the Legacy Podcast, helping you build a multi-generational legacy of abundance. What will you do today to build your legacy?